We have geochronologists, basically scientists that try to estimate the age of rocks, right? So they get samples from outcrops, from areas where the cratons outcrop or where rock outcrops. So imagine some scientists worked on the Zimbabwe craton, they collected samples of the rock maybe from drilling if the entire craton is covered with sediment, or maybe there are areas where the craton outcrops, or rocks associated with the craton outcrops, which is typical. They collect samples from there, they send it to a lab for testing, and then they can use that to estimate how old the craton is. And imagine that they collect samples from all over the place, from Zimbabwe craton into across Limpopo belt and then into Kabwa craton, and they can use this to see the ranges of ages, because you typically don't just get one single number. You can collect a lot of samples, and then you can see that how the age estimations kind of cluster. You can put a range, like, oh, all the ages we're seeing from this region is between here and here, between this number and this number. But as you move to the east or to the west or to the south or to the north of this area, you begin to see a different distribution in ages, and that can tell you that there's a boundary between those two domains in terms of age, and yeah, that's how we typically know.